The last story I'm going to mention is one of Carinti's greatest and most celebrated stories. It's called The Circus. And the main character in The Circus is a violinist, and he wants to play music for the people, for an audience. He wants to reach an audience. But he's also fascinated by the circus. So he wants to play his music in the circus. He goes to the circus master, and he's basically turned out. You know, the circus master doesn't want to have anything to do with him, just playing his violin and playing music. So what he does is he decides that he's going to join the circus and do what he has to do to be a performer, which means he's got to go through this rigorous training and learning all these types of acrobatics and all this other stuff of that nature so that he can perform. So finally, he gets the chance to perform in public. And this is the last paragraph of the story, which I'm going to read in one English translation. There I stood, all alone, on the carpet in the broad white light of the stage. I ran to the center with noiseless steps, the cone of the searchlight following me everywhere. With snake-like movements, I bowed repeatedly towards the boxes on either side. Then I got the ladder and quickly, without making a sound, and so easily that I did not even feel my body, I climbed to a height of 4 stories. Up there I cautiously crawled, still higher up, a single thin pole, swaying a bit until I got my equilibrium. Next, a table with iron feet, placed on the end of a pole, was reached up to me. I grabbed the table and supported 2 of its legs on the top rung of the ladder. Then, climbing upon the table, I stood up straight, carefully keeping my balance. Now 3 chairs were set, one above the other, and I could hear a contented murmur from below as I climbed up the structure. The legs of the last chair pointed upward. They quietly swayed to and fro as with bated breath I set an enormous cube point downward on the end of one of the legs. The whole construction was lightly throbbing under me, as if the beating of my pulse were running right down to the lowest rung of the ladder. Then slowly I crawled up it. I reached the pinnacle and relaxed. Hot drops of sweat slid slowly down my face. All my muscles were taut as a bowstring and trembling. I waited till the structure stopped swaying. Then, in a deadly silence, I straightened out, opened my robe, and drew out the violin. With a tremulous hand, I laid the bow across the strings. Now, groping with my foot, I cautiously let go of the pole, bent forward, balanced for a few moments, and, making use of the silence of terror, which tore open the mouths and gripped the hearts in the depths below me, slowly and quiveringly, I began to play the melody which long, long ago had resounded and sobbed in my heart. That's how the story ends. And of course, it's about the dilemma of the artist trying to express himself and having to be a crowd pleaser at the same time. Expressed most poignantly